Our faith is, yes, in our Lord Jesus Christ, but ultimately that faith will be realized when we enter eternal life with glorified bodies in his everlasting kingdom. But don't think because our faith is looking forward that it doesn't presently grow, increase, and show itself. Though faith is looking forward to the gifts that we have of everlasting life stored up in heaven, faith right now increases as faith grows and produces fruit.
This message is from Rock of Ages Lutheran Church in Payson, Arizona. June 16th, 2024. Colossians 1, 3-8.
It almost sounds too easy, what we read earlier when Jesus tries to teach us about the kingdom of God. He explains that the kingdom of God is like a seed planted in the ground, and the farmer sows the seed, and then all by itself, whether the farmer does whatever he might do day by day, the seed grows. It produces a stalk, and it springs up, and it produces a fruit, and then there's a harvest. In fact, found within that section is a word where we draw the word automatic, that is all by itself, all on its own. Of course, a lot of people would probably have to wonder, is that really the way it works? Is the gospel that powerful? In fact, someone like the Apostle Paul is someone, as we read through his letter to the Colossian Christians, describes how he labored and worked hard in the Lord. But still, Paul too would recognize, and we need to recognize, the power of the gospel to not only create new faith and life, but to cause that faith to grow and to also make that fruit produce, as that faith produces fruits of love, joy, peace, faith, and hope. That's what we'll see this morning as we once again consider the power of the gospel, as we see how the gospel bears fruit. The Apostle Paul wouldn't argue that the gospel is powerful, but he also saw his part as he preached the gospel and traveled through all the lands of the Gentiles. And he planted that seed. He was really that farmer in the parable, sowing the seed of the gospel everywhere he went. And as Paul went to the place in Ephesus, where he stayed for about 3 years, the place he stayed the longest, Paul spread the gospel. And yet, what Paul found is, all on its own, the gospel would grow and take a life. And that's how we get the church at Colossae. See, the church at Colossae, along with the one nearby in Laodicea, was about 100 miles more plus away from the church at Ephesus. And Paul had actually never met, as he says, the Christians who were at Colossae and the Christians who were at Laodicea. He'd never seen them personally face to face. And yet, there they were, meeting at Laodicea in the house of Nympha and probably others, and meeting at Colossae at the house of Philemon and others, with Epaphras and Antichus and many others, Tychicus, who had come to faith. And yet Paul wasn't part of that. That's how the gospel works. It spreads. It grows. Even as in one place it's shared, without even trying to spread it somewhere else, it continues on. Imagine how Paul felt about this. As the church was brand new, they were surrounded by people who worshiped the false gods in the Greek world. In fact, he lists only a handful of Jews that were with him at the time as he writes this. But there, far off, up the Lycus Valley, 100 miles away inland, was a place where Christians were now for the first time worshiping and gathering. So Paul writes in Colossians, his letter here, he says, "We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus." Paul never met them. Paul probably doesn't know who these people are. He doesn't know them face to face. And yet, he's constantly, always thanking God for them. And Paul heard about them from his friend and fellow worker in the gospel, Epaphras, who told them and told the people at Ephesus, there's believers off in Laodicea. There's a house church meeting there. They are people who are clinging to the hope we have in Christ. And so Paul's praying regarding them. Wouldn't it be wonderful if the church, if we could see that power of the gospel more often today? You know, Paul could never have found out about this body of believers in Laodicea and Colossae unless someone like Epaphras had come back, had made the journey 100 miles past in that valley back to Ephesus and told Paul about it. Or what seems more likely when we read this letter, Paul actually was imprisoned in Rome. And Epaphras traveled, it seems, all the way from the Lycus Valley across the Aegean Sea, all the way to the up the peninsula and to Rome to tell Paul about these Christians. Quite the journey. Hundreds and hundreds of miles to catch up with Paul and inform him of this good news. You don't have to wait for the missionaries around the world to hop on a boat, to travel hundreds of miles by foot. That would take months to give you a report of the Christians who are coming to faith. No, you can just simply read in our Church Body magazine. You can read in publications around the world. You can click on websites. You can receive input from your email inbox. You can go to Facebook or social media pages, and you can find immediate results and reports of these Christians who are growing in faith. You can find on our Church Body's website mission fields and reports of missionaries and the stories of places where they meet in church homes and people come to faith. Of course, you can find it. Do we even take the time? And don't think I'm just faulting you. Do we, people like me, pastors and others, take the time to share the news of the gospel as it grows? Do we rejoice as the Lutheran Women's Missionary Society, that group in our church, tries to encourage and promote the spread of missions? Do we rejoice in knowing what missions there are? I don't think I could even name the 46 different countries, nonetheless, where those missions are found, just with our small church body. The gospel grows, and God's people are called on, like the Apostle Paul, to give thanks to God the Father. Those who are part of that growth are called to spread the report of those who have come to faith, and those who hear that report are to rejoice in that good news. God's people should take the time to spread the reports, to hear the reports, and bring their prayers to God. We, Paul says, along with Timothy and others, we thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus, when we pray, we've heard of your faith. He goes on, they've not only received the faith as a gospel spread to them, and of the love you have for all God's people, the faith and love that spring up from the hope stored up for you in heaven. Faith, hope, and love. All there for the people in Colossae and in Laodicea, that ancient city. They say ancient Colossae is perhaps the size of just Payson, Laodicea perhaps 200,000. And there Christians were found. With their coming to faith, they expressed it in love. So the gospel grows. The gospel not only spread all on its own, as those Paul instructed others, but the gospel spread as it spread for love among fellow believers. This is where the church is found, where God's word is found and hope is found in heaven, and where there's love growing and increasing. He says, the faith and love that spring up from the hope stored up for you in heaven. Now, this is a picture that is fitting for all believers. We are looking forward to what is to come. Our faith is in what God has in store for us in heaven, the new life and the eternal blessings found in Christ. Our faith is, yes, in our Lord Jesus Christ, but ultimately that faith will be realized when we enter eternal life with glorified bodies in his everlasting kingdom. But don't think because our faith is looking forward that it doesn't presently grow, increase, and show itself. Though faith is looking forward to the gifts that we have of everlasting life stored up in heaven, faith right now increases as faith grows and produces fruit. And the Christians in Colossae showed their love for one another, so much so that that love was reported and spread. He says, you have this hope about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel that has come to you. In the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. Brothers and sisters, the gospel has power. And much like the Apostle Paul, that power isn't just found for the things that we do, but as that seed is planted, as we send out missionaries, as we support the work of the gospel and send out those in Christ's name, men like Epaphras in the ancient world, and the missionaries that you can hear about today, they sow that gospel seed. This, the gospel bears fruit, that true message which they hear, which comes to them. The gospel, yes, has power. But don't misunderstand Jesus' parable when he says, all by itself, that does not mean Christians are to ignore the work of the gospel or to hope that somehow it is carried along without us. No, the gospel has power. And the gospel will bring unexpected growth, but that growth starts here in the church, like it did in Ephesus. And as the word of God spreads among us here, we grow in faith and love and the hope stored up for us. And as we grow in faith and love and hope, the Lord intends not that God's people simply ignore what is going around them, but that they give thanks constantly, that they hear the reports of what is being done in their name and in the name of Christ. As Paul says, our fellow worker, our fellow servant Epaphras, a servant of Christ. As God's people give thanks for the work being done, they remember and they hear the report of the mission fields around them. Open up your ears. Open up your eyes to read the reports, to learn what is being done. You'll find it in the magazines being sent to your house, if you're a member here. You'll find it in the materials open in the church entryway. You'll find it posted on the boards. You'll find it sent to your email inbox. You'll find it as you attend the mission rallies. The work of God, the love of God, the gospel is spreading and growing. It's growing in many places that we would never expect. Really, in a sense, all by its own power. But it spreads and grows as God's people give thanks to God the Father for its spread. And as they recognize it is bearing fruit, they encourage and support one another. Paul says, it has been growing among you since the day you heard it and understood God's grace. You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ in our behalf, and who told us of your love in the Spirit. See the power of the gospel. In the ancient world, in a place where hardly any truth was known of the light of God's word, came the gospel. Paul writes in this letter that these believers in Colossae were once darkness. They were once those who knew only the darkness of this world and who worshiped things that were leading them to death and destruction. They were left as enemies of God. But God sent the light of his word. That message, as he says, of the blood of Christ, making peace by the blood shed on the cross, reconciling sinner to God. And people in that city far off, in that place we could probably never point to on a map, found Christians long ago. As that church in Colossae grew, some of the ancient church historians say, everybody in the city seems to be a Christian. And that was a couple hundred years after Paul's time. The gospel grew. And from there it spread out across the Roman kingdom and the Roman Empire, and many Christians came to hear the word. And the gospel grew as it came to your household and to your family. And the gospel grew as it increased your faith, your love, and your hope in Christ. And still the gospel is growing all around. So I invite you to join with me as we pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, because of the word of truth that has spread, the gospel, which we have heard and which many others have heard. Open our eyes and hearts to see the work of the gospel around us, that we might pray with thanks and prayers of hope and support for those who spread that word. And that we might marvel at your working as you cause that gospel to bear fruit in our lives and the lives of others. Forgive us, Lord, for the times when we were indifferent or unaware, Build up our faith, our hope, and our love by the power of your gospel. Amen.